Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. Now, I actually listen to the podcast beginning, and I normally start with a theme song. I normally go, here's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast, and I try to do a theme song. But I just realized that at the beginning of the podcast, our theme song already plays. So I've been wasting time doubling down.
Yeah, but it's a fun...
Doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doo-doo-doo-doo.
No, but you do an original, like...
It's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. You're going to have fun. Listen to it, and you'll do something if you...
There you go.
Is that the actual theme tune?
No. We have our own theme song, which you've heard in the taping, but then he does that version, but you've never done the same one.
If you've been listening to the voice that you heard, that wasn't our voice. When I say our voice, I always refer to me and Forrest as just one person now. That's Daniel Slosh.
Hello.
How are you, mate? I haven't seen you in fucking years.
Last time must have been Austria.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we were in Austria.
Three years ago.
How you been?
I've been good. Not in Austria anymore.
I see you on Conan all the time.
I was on Conan yesterday, moved up to the big boy couch.
Oi, you're a guest.
I know.
All right. And what, was he happy to see you?
Yeah, no, I was definitely
booked. What were you promoting?
Well, I was promoting my two Netflix specials.
You got two Netflix specials?
Two Netflix specials.
Why have you got two Netflix specials?
I have a lot to say.
So are you releasing...
It sounds like you guys set this up, but you didn't.
No.
I mean, like, you've got two Netflix.
So really, what do you have two for? What's the point of that? Why don't you release one and then like release another one like a year later?
Because I've already got a two more because it's my back catalogue of shows.
Oh, right.
So these
are my two
shows from like 2 years ago, and then hopefully there's another deal where I can do my next two, and then I'll slow it the fuck down.
Right.
But it does mean people are more impressed.
So if you want to listen to Daniel Slosh, like...
They're called Dark and Jigsaw. Yeah. They're the two specials.
If you want to overly listen to him, like, just be like, oh, God, that's enough. There's two of them.
It's Netflix. Yeah, you can take your time and watch
it. It's not... Two's not enough to binge, but you can still be a fat piece of shit for a solid 2 hours.
One of them, I'm sorry, I just don't know what the name of it, but it was the one you shot in America, or did you shoot both of them in America?
Dark was shot in America, Jigsaw was shot at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney.
I like that. I like the one-name titles. In saying that, I have a special on Netflix called This Is Me Now. which you can like. I will also be September 28th. That's coming up, as all these dates are. September 28th at the Chicago Theatre in, guess where that is?
Chicago?
Chicago.
Mm.
October 12th at the Hard Rock Cafe, and I'm not going to tell you which one. In Orlando, Florida. Mm. October 13th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. And tickets to the Australian tour is on sale now, and the tour is already 70% sold. So if you want to come along to that tour in Australia, you better get onto that right now. You got anything coming up there, Forrest?
Yep, I'll be writing on the show for a while. And then, I do, actually. November, I don't know what the fuck dates are, but... The Friday through Sunday after Thanksgiving, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. So if you live in Tampa, go to that. And then I'll be doing my own gigs.
Bobby
Jewell's club, yeah.
Bobby Jewell will be there.
So I don't know those exact dates, but it's the Friday through Sunday after Thanksgiving. So if anybody fucking knows what those dates are. And then I'll have my own dates in Australia right before yours. I'll be opening for you, but I also will have those are...
What time are you getting into Australia? In November, I assume.
End of November, beginning December. I'm probably going to be in Melbourne and Sydney, but I haven't like... Sorted that all yet.
We have a lot of opening acts in Australia. It's going to be Matt Kirshen might do a couple. We got Brad Williams is going to do a couple.
Amos Gill.
Yeah. We've got them all. And you know the problem is all with polished routines, and I'll come lumbering out at the end with some half-assed idea of what to talk about. So buy tickets to that. Anyway, so
70% sold.
Yeah, strong marketing.
I got it. November 23rd to the 25th. I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. So please, if you live in Tampa, come see me.
Oh, it's a couple of days. Yeah. We did a TV show today. Was this your first time on the show? This is your first time on the show. I can't imagine you sneaked in, watched the show, and then didn't say hello to me, but...
I might in the future now that I have I'm assuming this is an open pass that I can return at any time.
In case you don't recognize his accent, it's mentally challenged. It's Scottish.
It's like but it's not like a real Scottish. It's like a posher Scottish. The Americans can understand it.
Yeah, you can understand it, but you've softened it a bit. You used to be a lot thicker.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I think I was when I was younger. I used to be a bit more of a fucking Ned. So
like, see, Ned's like their word for bogan. Now, bogan is our Australian word for redneck.
Redneck, yeah. But Ned is like redneck in Scotland.
Yeah, Ned's Scottish. It's like people say it stands for non-educated delinquent, but that's absolutely not fucking true.
Just a lot of guys named Ned who are a bit of idiots.
All fucking each other.
It's all that fucking nasal. Like, how are you, man? How you doing? Even accents I can't understand. It's mainly Glasgow.
Yeah, Glasgow's full of Neds. I think is it a racist? Not racist. I mean, like, is it like, could we say that on TV? Like, that guy's
Ned. Oh, absolutely.
That guy's a fucking Ned.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can make fun of the poor at any
point. You can't in Ireland call someone a pikey. That gets too.
No, Ned's not, like, it's not a slur. If you use it enough, it eventually becomes a slur.
Well, let's bring it to America. If you see someone you don't like, go, shut up, you fucking Ned.
You fucking Ned. They've got a way of wearing Kappa trackies and fucking chains is the other one.
I love Kappa track suits. Anyway, that brings us to the first bit of our show. We talked about Nike. They've been up to things.
Nike, yeah. Well, you like to say Nike.
I say Nike. You say Nike as well, right?
Yeah, Nike.
And Adidas?
Nike.
You say Adidas?
I say Adidas.
Wrong. Adidas.
He says Adidas and Nike, though. I say Nike, and then they made me reshoot some of the film today because some of the film. We have rolls of film.
Yeah.
In the cameras. Right now, the editors are just with scissors and fucking staplers putting the show together.
Staplers? That's how you think film was made?
They used to tape it. Oh, okay. Well, that's a huge
difference. It is a huge difference. You know about staples and film?
We don't have film.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Anyway, so we talked about how Nike.
But you say Adidas. Why do you say Adidas?
Adidas.
Adidas for Adidas.
What difference does it make? Is it really hurting you?
Nike is correct, because it would only be Nike if there was an accent on the E.
Yeah.
But there's a swoosh means the Nike.
No. Yeah. You don't see a guy called Mike and call him Mikey.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
if he's got a Y on the end.
You spell that differently.
If he spelled it, if he's got a Y on the end,
you don't
go, here comes Mikey. No, my name's Mike. All right, Mikey.
Yeah, do you call it a fucking bikey?
Yeah. No. Yeah, do you ride a bikey to school?
But in bikey, I thought that was a thing in Australia.
That's a bikey. Yeah. That's still with a Y on the end.
That's still with a Y.
You're being a contrarian-y.
So we talked about Nike.
We talked about Kaepernick. Nike. Colin Kaepernick is, there was an ad campaign that has been wildly successful where it says, believe in something if it does something.
Just do something. You nailed it. Just Do It was the original campaign.
Yeah, it still says Just Do It at the bottom, but what was the thing it said?
He goes, people will say that.
No, but the poster, what does the poster say across his face?
It says, believe in something even if it means risking everything.
Even if it costs something. you everything, or something like that.
T-shirts are available for $24.99 at Nike.com.
Yeah, believe in something even if it costs you everything, which was originally was one of Al Qaeda's phrases. But yeah, so he did that, and then a few fucking dingbats.
Dingbats.
Dingbats, that's an Australian term. Burnt their Nikes, Nikes.
On their grills.
No, they burnt two of them, so they're Nikes, the plural.
Was it Nikes?
Nikes, Nikes, Adidas's. Yeah. All right. But
Adidas.
Yeah,
Adidas.
There you go. But someone were burning them on their grills.
You know, we call Puma in Australia.
And
Puma.
Converse.
No, it's still the same.
Okay.
Converse. Hey, that's actually how I. It's the one time I add the
Rebook. We do them all. Anyway, so Colin Kaepernick had this thing. Some people burnt their shoes out of anger.
And cut the swooshes out.
Are they just,
Still fucking Nike. You can cut the swoosh out of the sock. They still made it and you bought it.
Anyway, so what happened was people got upset, but then the sales went up 31%.
Yeah.
And we also, it's good. There was a good campaign. We agree with Kaepernick's stand here on the Jim Jefferies Show. At least I do. I think that it was a very peaceful protest. It wasn't hurting anyone. It was blown out of all proportion. But
also, kneeling is ultimately a sign of respect.
Yeah.
Yes, but hey, I kneel before Jesus, I stand before the flag. You can't come in this show and go on fucking Conan and then say that you should fucking kneel in front of the flag. Fuck you.
It's good enough for the Queen, but it's not good enough for the flag.
What? The Queen does it because her hip's no good.
Yeah, you've just got to get down to her level. Condescending adult
you
to a child.
Look, you Scottish, you're always harping on about your freedom and freedom this and freedom that. You had the chance to
and
leave.
And we voted no.
And you voted no. Oh, we want freedom, but we don't want it this week. Like,
yeah.
Well, that accent was both good and horrible.
Yeah, it was. It made me homesick and then also angry at the same time.
Yeah, because the word like at the end wasn't right. Because yeah. I made him Geordie at the end, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, which is close enough.
Oh, why, hey, man.
Hey, do you drink Iron Brew?
Oh, fuck aye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, God.
Fuck aye.
Fucking natural of the gods, mate.
This is we went to Scotland, and then I said, it's the only place, and we were driving up there. We weren't even there. Yeah. We were just driven over the border. I said, it's the only place where there's a soft drink that outsells Coca-Cola, and it's this stuff called Iron Brew. And you're like, what? And I go, Iron Brew. Like that, right? Yeah. And so I said, you got to have some. And like, I hate this shit, right? But I was like, I'll have one with you. So we stop at a fucking service station. And obviously it's Scotland, so the things are not refrigerated properly. It's warmer. It's warmer in the fridge than it is outside.
But Iron Brew is like wine. It needs to be served at room temperature. Like if you have ice cream. Yeah, 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 absolutely. That's where you got all the flavor and, you know.
So the lady, I go, go on, get that into you. That'll grow some hairs.
And like four bottles.
He bought like four bottles thinking, oh, this might be me last chance. I won't see it anywhere else, right? Yeah. And then the lady goes, it's made with still garters.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. She goes, garters.
Yeah, and Forrest was like, what?
I couldn't get garters.
The first Scottish person he's ever spoken to. And she's like, garters! Garters! It's made with still garters! Right? Now, what I'm saying is it's made with still garters.
Which was the advertising campaign and was the main reason we can't sell it in America, because the secret ingredient is steel garters. Is obviously not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when they tried to bring it into America...
No, isn't like originally it's the taste of rust?
It might be.
Yeah, it's the taste of rust. It is. And when you hear that, you go, sugar. This does taste like fucking rust.
It tastes like cleaner. Like if you had to get a stain out of
I'm finding this all hugely offensive. It's genuinely fucking delicious.
Hey, I love haggis, man. I got haggis in my cupboard. I get it imported in.
Do you?
Cans of it. I fucking eat it.
I don't mind haggis. I've had haggis. I don't mind it, but the Iron Brew's terrible.
But I would never have it. I make a good haggis quesadilla. you know when you have that's like a haggis pizza, like you know when you go and they put haggis on top of a pizza, it's just like a double sided pizza.
Oh, you just fold it over and stick some fucking cheese in there.
Yeah, like cheese, haggis, two things, pan fried, fucking fantastic meal.
Oh, the combining of two cultures.
Yes, the Scots and the Mexicans coming together.
Yeah, those old allies. Yeah. Famous allies. A lot of history between the Scots and the Mexicans.
Yeah, remember the time we didn't do anything together.
It's a great food truck idea. Yeah. Scottish-Mexican really would take off.
Scottish-Mexican.
I don't even think a Scottish person's had sex with a Mexican or vice versa.
No. You'd love Mexican food. It's very cheap, reasonably priced.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because there's a rumor. This is what you might not know. There's a rumor about the Scots that they're thrifty.
Yeah.
Right? They're not you. They're cheap. They have their first fucking pound they've ever earned. They have one in their pocket. That's why Scrooge McDuck is a fairly fucking bad... He's the only person in the Disney world that has a Scottish accent. None of his other relatives have one. He's just rocking out a Scottish accent and you're not going to touch my first dollar. Like he gets all upset. And then he just swims in his money going, money, because you're all cheap cunts. Anyway.
I mean, it's true. This is water and I'm taking it because it's free.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you leave, you'll have a bag of, I got these. I'll take them back to my hotel. Yeah. Leave them at room service. So anyway.
Wait, what's in haggis? I was going to ask you. What
sheep guts.
No, that's it. It was the slining of a sheep's stomach. But there's meat and there's oats and there's offal and there's things in there. It's best not to know.
Yeah, it's like spiced meat. Basically, it's just one of the things you enjoy describing it to Americans because while they're eating it, you let them take the first bite and you bite. It's all the...
It's their Vegemite.
Yeah. And the reason it became in is like, as with all delicacies, it basically comes from like being poor. The English came up, stole all of our fucking sheep and just gave us all the shit bits. And we're like, do something without you pricks. And we were like, yeah, all right then. That's what we'll do. Right. And now it's delicious. And
it's not bad.
It's
not bad.
You can have it in high class restaurants, some real good haggis. And you have cheap haggis that I like in Edinburgh that's just deep fried, covered in chippy sauce.
It's
one of those things that people make fun of about Scott. Like, oh, the haggis is disgusting. And then when I had it, I'm like, oh, this is good.
It's good.
It's like eating like a sausage or a hot dog. It sounds good. You eat
it's good. Yeah. One time, like, Kate was pregnant with Hank, I assume. and I was at the Edinburgh Festival and I came in late and I was like this. And then I was like, acted like, oh no, I haven't drunk anything because I was wasted and she couldn't drink. She was like 8 months pregnant. And there was like, I'd obviously come back fucked up. And in the wall in our apartment was just a handful of haggis that slid down the wall. Like, obviously I'd come in the door holding my haggis, tried to brace myself and just...
Just, yeah. Like Saruman's hand in Lord of the Rings. Just yes. All down the wall making yes. it look as...
Haggis.
Apparently you can get it in fucking tins.
I do. Well, you get it's in the bladder inside the can. That's how I get it, right? It's still, and it's good haggis as well, but it's inside the bladder, but it's canned up so that it'll keep. That's your best way to get the haggis, man.
I just feel like
if you import it, you don't want just a big bladder of it coming in like a moron.
Yeah, it just looks like a very, very off water balloon.
So anyway,
that is, by the way, why they made Scrooge McDuck Scottish.
Yeah, because he's a cheap cunt.
Well, they say thrifty here. But
imagine that. Imagine any other cultures if we go, oh, there's this one black duck that dances better. You know what I mean? Like you'd go, oh, we got to get rid of that duck. That's not good. The thrifty Scottish duck, it's fucking...
Thrifty saver, it says here. The Scottish thrifty saver, Donald Duck character.
I guess it's because we're not a race.
I tell you what, wow. You've got your own thing going on.
Yeah, we do. That is true.
Yeah, it's a walk of some kind. Anyway, so you're not...
So the thing
that's
about,
a joke for
so things you've learnt today, that, Scottish people aren't a race.
The point of the Colin Kaepernick Nike
which is good, because if they were in a race, they wouldn't win, because I've never seen a Scottish person win a running race.
They got the kilt,
not a running race, but fucking Chris Hoy.
Curling.
Curling's ours. Yeah. Cycling's ours. Andy Murray,
Murray, he did very well. It's over now, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
His career's over.
Injured, I think.
He had his moment, and then the other two, but he had his moment.
Well, he won Wimbledon, and that was all we
He won a few things, Andy Murray. He did it right. He was in the Dunblane school shooting. Now, this is the thing.
Was he in it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
He was in that school when the school shooting happened. He was one of the kids who survived, Andy Murray. Because the last shooting in Britain in a school was in Dunblane, which was really sad because a grown man, went and shot a whole lot of kids in a fucking kindergarten.
Yeah.
And that was not a funny thing for a podcast.
He and his brother were present during the 1996 Dunblane school massacre.
There you go. Fine. There you go. And they changed some gun laws. And guess what happened when you change gun laws? We haven't had one since.
Yep.
But what the only gun laws they changed in Scotland was they made the gun slightly more expensive.
Yeah, like 25 cents more. Like, no, my budget. Yep. So. There's a good segue back in the sports. So the point about Colin Kaepernick and Nike though was that it's like you're on Colin Kaepernick's side as far as what his message is, but the whole point was like Nike really doesn't give a fuck.
Nike's a corporation that uses child labor donates most of their money to Republican parties. The CEO is a Republican. You know what I mean? So it's all the people who are saying that this person's an idiot for kneeling, he should stand for the flag and the anthem, all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, what happens? Then when they can make a bit of money out of being woke, as we say.
You do?
Do you say that word, woke?
Only when I'm making fun of people. I think it's not going. I think it was decent for about 2 months, and then enough people I hated used it. And
I say it in actual sentences, like I woke up today.
Yeah,
I don't want to get rid of it. I've been using it for years.
I just find the way they just come up with a new fucking word. Don't take over the meaning of it. Woke. The word already existed.
Right. So what do you think?
Well, now we interviewed.
Does it not come from hippie shit? Is it not?
No. We know where it comes from. It comes from Barbara. What's her name? Lee. Barbara Lee.
You interviewed her five weeks ago.
a senator, a congresswoman or a senator? What is she?
She's a congresswoman.
Congresswoman. I interviewed her. Very nice lady called Barbara Lee. And
she invented the term woke as it's used for...
She's 70-something years old. She invented
a 70-year-old fucking invented it.
Yep. Politician. She invented the term woke and started going, we need to be more woke with situations.
She's a black woman. She mentioned that too, because that's where it generally was used originally. Now it's been co-opted by
and white people
Nike,
have ruined it.
So just
white people have ruined it.
Yeah, they've ruined the word woke.
That should be a segment in our show. White people have ruined it.
Yeah, something that was good for a very short period of time, and then white people got hold of it, and it's like, now we fucking hate this.
Yeah, but you know,
ramen.
I love ramen.
Yeah, but then we ruined it.
Yeah, and no one ever comes and ruins our stuff. Like, white people have still, we've still got a stronghold on serial killing and pedophilia.
Nobody's trying to bump us off the top of the league. It's very respectful of them, and we don't honor them the same way.
No one ever appropriates white culture.
Never.
And they would argue it's because we don't have it.
What do you mean, like in China and Japan, they're not appropriating our culture?
White culture?
I don't know. Karaoke?
What is white? Karaoke.
The word's not even, yeah. As soon as I said it, it's karaoke, yeah. White?
Like,
no.
Like in Japan when they took on the ancient white art of bukkake?
No, but I mean like, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right.
Anyways, they're calling Kaepernick.
No, but here's an interesting thing, though. Nike, almost every year, when you look at this chart, every 2 years, they're donating money to both Democrats and Republicans, but more to Republicans. The only year that they didn't donate more to Republicans was 2016, when I think they were trying to back Hillary. And right. They thought that was going to end. And so but now they're like back. It's like dramatically back the other way. We're like, nah, we love Republicans again. So it's all bullshit.
Basically. Anyway, the reason I like Nike is I think they make fairly good products, like Imodium does. I love Imodium, man.
What is that for your what? Heartburn? What is
Imodium? Well, that's the solids your poos up when you have diarrhea.
Oh.
It works. It fucking works.
They don't pay any money.
They don't pay. We have other paid advertisements on the show, but I do promote Imodium whenever I can.
But I think we've reached out to them and they're like, "Nah, we're cool. I guess we'll just keep doing it for free."
Yeah, we know you're doing it for free. We don't need to.
I've been told by a very good source that Forky and Aussie Pies that brings us the pies.
Yeah.
A pitching on Shark Tank.
Are they?
To make him a chain? Yeah, I've been told.
So why are you saying that on a podcast?
Well, I didn't say who told it to me. I could have learned from
I know, but are we supposed to say that out loud?
Why can't you? Why can't you say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's happened, but I know it's going to...
And what are they going to say? Like, do you like pies?
Yeah. People, try pies out. Check them out. They're good. You bring them into American culture. I can picture a place where pies are everywhere. And then Cubans like, oh, we could sell these at the Mavs game. And then someone needs to say the Mavs suck dick, Cuban.
Yeah, sounds like a
good
episode.
they're doing jars too that you can ship now. So I mean, there are tons of food
jars of pies.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Just the filling.
He brought a bunch of them and they were fucking awesome.
Where they are? Yeah. We'll bring them again.
I think there might be still some in the fridge.
Oh, I'll have one of them. So Colin Kaepernick, he's been kneeling and standing and doing ads, and Nike have been selling shit, and then we talked about that. That was good. Then the next act, should I read an act?
I like when we sum up topics. We're like, and zippity-doo-ding-dong, act one.
I can do it now? All right, this is the best bit. Because I really want you to do this, people.
Imodium.
Sunbasket has been rated the number one meal kit by leading publications because they make it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much you suck in the kitchen. I've done it a couple of times, but
you sucked.
Yeah, it depends what the guy's like, and if he's
anyway. Cooking you a meal, you kind of owe it to him.
I've been sucked off in me kitchen.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you again for that meal.
And that's how haggis is made. No matter how much you suck in the kitchen, how. Well, Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you the fresh organic produce and reasonably raised meats and seafood delivered right to your door. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep, meaning less hassle and less food waste. Plus, you can get a healthy and delicious meal on your table in about 30 minutes or less if you'd like a healthy, delicious raw meal. Better yet, you now get more options than ever. Forrest, what have you cooked up recently?
Ah, it's funny you should ask. I don't know. What did I cook up? Korean beef skewers and coconut shrimp.
I made some beef stir fry this last week.
Did you have the beef skewers or did I have the...
You had the skewers.
Why did I get off any of these things?
Because you're not going to fucking cook it.
Yeah.
I will.
Oh, no, of course you'll cook it. What am I talking about?
Yeah. He loves it.
I will. I didn't know that we were getting free food. You people are hoarding all this.
No, you have to cook it, though.
Yeah, I can cook that.
When you're getting sucked off.
Next box.
I have a new kitchen.
Okay. You're technically already cooking this stuff, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to cook it. Bet it. Bet it.
Send in another box.
No, I really do want it, actually.
Okay.
I do, because groceries are getting more difficult to get. Just go.
How are they getting more difficult?
Because my time's getting busier. Just go to the Sunbasket app and pick from 18 healthy weekly recipes, ranging from paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, clean and jerk.
Oh, clean and jerk.
That's the suck-off.
I'm clean.
Lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and more. Choose any recipes you like. Skip a week or cancel any time. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Go to sunbasket.com/gym today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. So you have to put slash gym in there.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. The Sunbox.
Oh, yeah, you do, yeah.
That's how the whole thing works. The amount of people download this, then
my
we
bad.
Get the.
My you, bad. Yeah, yeah, I know, but if I had to put gym in, usually
have
to put
have
gym in.
Have they ever heard how you do this advert?
No.
Okay.
Go to sunbasket.com/gym today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/gym for $35 off. Sunbasket.com/gym.
Threw an extra one in there.
Daniel, to answer your question, no, I never edit the ads.
Yeah. Okay.
So they get this wrong. Yeah,
I would just love to see the first email that comes from
it. Oh, they love it. They love it.
Have we ever had a complaint from my ad reads?
No, I don't edit the ads. So,
but who loves it? The Sun Basket?
Sun Basket.
There's no reason somebody's going to ask to advertise on your podcast and not expect you to shit on the ad a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm not shitting on the ad. I'm not shitting on the ad. I think that Sun Basket.
Sometimes we shit on it.
Yeah, back shaver we have a go at. we have a back shaver that we sometimes advertise.
Shave your back.
Yes.
You have a hairy back?
No.
Oh, you don't need them.
I was thinking about this the other day. I'm trying to write a routine on this, but I don't know. Okay. Why is it that on your whole body, there's only one part of your body you're upset about losing hair? But no one else loses hair except for the one part where everyone wants to fucking keep it. Yeah. The top of your head. If I lost the sides, I'm all happy. If all of a sudden I went, oh, my armpits are receding, I'll fucking do it. Oh, my ass isn't as hairy as it was. What's happening? Let's go see a doctor.
But what about if you only lost one of your armpits?
I fucking...
comb over?
I've shaved my armpits before.
For a sketch?
They're just pointless cunts, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Those are parts of the body here that I don't get... I don't understand why we have body hair.
It keeps you warm in your armpits.
Yeah, but
surely that's
it's meant to be a Darwin thing that when you're swinging on vines, that the sweat doesn't go down your body and it stops there. There's something to do with that.
Swinging on vines. So
that's what I'm told.
You think humans were meant to swing on vines?
It's from when we were monkeys to when we are now.
Okay.
So why don't we have it on the back of our legs then?
Like, I don't know why a dick needs to be hairy.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
That's pointless.
Protection.
Protection against
from what?
Yeah. Well, you know, from like stickers.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's hairy. To make
it look unattractive so you don't fuck everything.
Yeah.
So that people will reject you.
It's so that after you come, it gets stuck up in there and you can fucking have it there.
Yeah, just
check
for
it
the
out.
Must.
And then people are like, you having sex? And you're like, yeah. And then people don't believe you. And you're like, look at this. But I have all like this dried cum in my pubes. And they're like, boom. Yeah.
They're like, hey, wait a minute, that's bird shit. I know that old trick. And you're like, you got me.
Yeah, that's tough to get a bird to shit in your pubes.
Yeah, not if you catch them. Yeah. If you hold them hostage for long enough, they eventually need to shit, and then all you have to do is aim the arsehole.
Thanks for the tip.
I think he meant bird like the British colloquialism.
Oh, I see. I ruined the joke.
No, I actually meant bird like a bird.
Oh,
it's easier to get a fucking woman bird to shit in
your pubes. A human can involuntarily shit on your dick.
Yeah.
To be fair, you did shove it up there.
That yeah, no, exactly. It's like a plunger. It all comes out. And we support the Me Too movement here. Oh, I got a fart.
Shit.
There it goes. All right. Now, second act. Most of Hollywood is not elite by any means. Now, what happens is, that's what it said on the paper. Now, we talk about Hollywood. The Emmys just happened. The Emmys just happened. And what happens with the Emmys? We always hear about the Hollywood elite, the Hollywood elite, the Hollywood liberal Hollywood elite. Now, I want to talk to this a little point. Yes, a lot of people in Hollywood are liberal and inclusive people, because most people who live in Los Angeles are people who have traveled here for work. They haven't been stuck in the place that they were born in. So we've all come together. So when you all come together and it's a cultural melting pot, you meet people of different races and ages and cultures and genders and stuff that maybe you weren't as exposed to as much when you were growing up. And that tends to make you into a more liberal person, in my experience. I've never found someone who's been very extensively traveled the world who is not a liberal person.
It'd be weird if you came back racist.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know what, guys? I went out there to expand my mind. Oh. Turns out I was absolutely right. They're the worst. I hate them. Let's go back. Let's get rid of them.
Yeah. I've traveled. I've seen other guys. I've been to other cultures, and I've come back to tell you we're nailing this gun thing.
Here's my list of the ones I hate the most in, and there have been some movements.
Anyway, so yes, this whole idea of the elite liberals, and it's like, how are we elite? Mostly as well, we're not born into money because, you know, some of course are, but
actors are struggling.
Most actors are struggling, and also most of us are self-made. It's a self-made occupation. It's not like we inherited a fucking company from our parents and now we're part of the elite.
Yeah, it's not. That's why you never, like, child actors of, like, famous actors are never very, very fucking good actors. Whenever you see somebody else who's like, oh, I'm famous and my family member's going to get involved, you're like, oh, please fucking don't.
No, in fact, in saying that,
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
We know a few people who are children of comics, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know some people who are, like, adults now, but they're the children of famous comedians, very famous comedians, and none of them have ever lived up to their famous parent, have they? So I look at my son going, yeah, you can give it a go, son.
Yeah, but just know that
you know Jim Jefferies, mate. You know, you come, the big dog always eats from the bowl first, mate.
Yeah. And also, no, you can't support me on tour.
No,
you don't need to see that side of me.
I've seen a few of them. Anyway, so we're not all elite. What do you think about this, Forrest?
We've been talking about doing this piece for a while because it's like even friends of mine that, you know, that have never been to L.A., they always think like everybody out here is just fucking super liberal. Obviously, like you said, there's a lot of people that are liberal, but especially the elite angle.
I get called elite. If you grew up with me, you would never call me elite.
I get called elite. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was driving Uber and Lyft and Postmates not that long ago. Yeah,
that's how I got here, and I appreciate it.
But it's just most people here are struggling. Most people, and the city too is like, I think you said something funny in the writers' room. We didn't talk about it. It's like, I think people come here and expect like Hollywood to be like super shiny and everything to be like just well put together and nice, and expensive. If you're in Beverly Hills, sure, there's like this house.
Beverly Hills, Bel Air, but like Hollywood's a dump.
Most of LA is disgusting. Yeah, it's fucking really gross. It's not picturesque at all. It's just fucking shitty buildings.
It's too fucking big.
Yeah, it's just spread out, and there's just fucking the mental illness that's just on the street of people that aren't. That yeah, no one is giving a fuck about. There's like the homeless, like
the amount of times
anything
you've seen somebody shit
in Hollywood.
Yeah, like, I've seen more human shit in LA.
Yeah. At least four or five this year.
All right.
Just shitting on a corner. These elite Hollywood types.
Oh, how the other half live.
The first year I lived here, I lived in Los Feliz, but I lived right near Los Feliz Estates, which is really super fancy, expensive. And just if you just went down my street, Kingsley, to Hollywood Boulevard, just in that 100 yards, there would be guys that just dragged a mattress out and were just sleeping on the fucking sidewalk right there, just fucking shit and pissing, whatever, right there. And they're just like, and they all have like all these old stories like, I used to be in the industry myself. And then it's just like, yeah, that's like what most of LA is, just sadness.
Yeah,
just
everyone used to be in the fucking industry here.
It's just
fucking sad. I had one of the Three Stooges used to live on my stoop.
You said that with so much conviction. There was a solid 3 seconds where I'm
not the original. I had Shemp. Shemp used to be a homeless man that slept in my doorway.
No.
You remember Shemp?
No.
The Three Stooges, they got rid of Mo.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Three Stooges. I remember the guy that slept in
the
doorway.
They had the originals, Larry Curley and Mo, and then like Mo went, ah, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore. And they just brought in Shemp.
Shemp?
Yeah.
I thought Shemp was there with Mo.
No. Curley, Larry, and Mo were your originals, and Shemp was the replacement. They go, no more Mo.
What happened to Mo?
Have a bit of Shemp. I don't know.
Hmm.
Michael Chiklis played Curly in a movie about them, and then he did The Shield next. It was quite a wide range that man had.
Oh, that's right. They had that Three Stooges movie. It was like Will Sasso.
I auditioned, you know, the one the Farley Brothers did a Three Stooges movie, and I went in for the audition as Mo, right, to do Mo. And the guy before me had a Mo wig and the outfit, and the whole audition was why I order wah 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 wah, and like a lot of poking fingers and air fighting with someone, and pratfalls and all that type of stuff. And I was just—I'd been in Hollywood for like a week, and I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll give it a go.
This is gonna be my big break.
I went there. Now I should mention, the guy that went in before me was the guy who got the role. Okay. Right? So he fucking crushed it. I could hear them all.
They've been like, I didn't bring a wig.
He was there in a wig. He was wearing the outfit. And he was like, ah, you guys. You're doing all the faces and stuff. I was going, that guy's pretty good. He's gone on to be in Silicon Valley. He's like the billionaire guy who comes in and gives investment money every now and again. Yeah. Funny. And he was also in episodes. He was like the boss for a few episodes. Anyway, so he gets it, and obviously they were in love with him because he wasn't a famous actor then, and they were like, oh, that's the fucking guy. And then I came in and stunk the place up, like just, wow, what are you doing, you wise guy? Couldn't do the accent. And I was like swinging my arm around, acting like I was punching myself in the face, and my soul was fucking dying. And then normally my agents, after you have an audition, they ring you up and they go, yeah, look, oh, yeah, they really liked you, but they're going a different way or whatever. No, no, they liked you. And I just got this. It wasn't good.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's the guy who played Mo.
Chris Diamantopoulos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, By the way, during the final day of filming for Half Wits Holiday, Three Stooges, 1947, Curly suffered a debilitating stroke on the set, ending his 14-year career. So then Mo asked his older brother, which is actually
related. Wait, had it on the set?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, like, that. A real stroke.
I bet it took a long time for them to watch it. It wasn't a bit. Yeah. Like, he properly Tommy Cooper'd it.
Yeah. It's just... like, stop hitting him with a foam hammer. It's not doing anything.
Scene's okay, over. Look, it's funny. We get it. Oh, no, it's become funny again.
Yeah. He did come back, but he was called Curly just on one side. The other side of his head was all straight hair.
He was constantly pulling silly faces.
Shemp was actually Moe's older brother.
All right.
And he asked Curly to take this play. Shemp was hesitant to rejoin the Stooges because he was enjoying a successful solo career.
What was Shemp's solo career?
I don't know. I guess he was just a stooge.
The one stooge. Yeah.
And then he realized not rejoining the Stooges would mean the end of Moe and Larry's film career, so he joined them.
But do you know how depressing the Three Stooges is? It was set during the Depression, and it was three basically homeless men who were going from town to town trying to get jobs.
Yeah, were they trying to scam people as well?
No. They were always trying to work. Like, they were always trying to, like, get rich quick.
Yeah.
You know, but they weren't, like, criminals as such.
But they were only hired together for some reason. Like, went in the interview at the same time. Like, we're a team. You got to hire us for this, whatever the fucking jobs it was, but yeah.
Yeah, the jobs are always like, you take care of this chicken coop for an hour.
Yeah. Can you move this massive plank of wood from here to over there?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah, yeah. We have,
rather that it was over
we there. Have a plane of glass that needs to cross the road.
Yeah, and don't do it the normal way, sideways. Just make it the most elongated, unnecessary thing. Yeah. Also, don't paint it so people know it's glass.
Yeah, we have a truck we want you to drive, but first of all, it has no wheels on it yet. We're missing four nuts.
Curly remained ill until his death of a cerebral hemorrhage from additional strokes.
Classic comedy. There was a stage
where Curly had his second stroke and his face evened up.
So they brought him back in. They're like, we can do it. Yeah. Stroked again.
Puppet strings on him.
that era where he came back with the name Droopy. Larry, Droopy, and Mo. Yeah.
Just the constant callback joke was always, why the long face?
Wait, then Shemp died.
Oh, yeah, Shemp.
And then Mo and Larry were again in the need of a third stooge. So several comedians were considered.
That's when my audition happened.
So Joe Besser, whoever the fuck that was, he appeared in the final 16 stooge.
Oh, you can't have Larry, Moe, and Joe. Yeah. Actually, it's not too bad, Larry, Moe, and Joe.
Joe. But he only did 16 episodes together.
Oh, yeah. And what was he just competent?
They got the job done very quickly.
Yeah, they get offered a job, and then Joe actually achieves the tasks. Yeah,
and they managed to settle down by a nice place.
Oh, this is so much funner than talking about the show. Anywho,
that was
Hollywood,
a great link back.
Hollywood's elite.
Like the Three Stooges.
Like the Three Stooges. One of them used to sleep in my doorstep. That was Larry. He'd been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, I don't think he was
sleeping.
This
is what I'm saying, how dirty the town is. No one noticed. People were just stepping over Larry like there was nothing going on.
That's similar to me. I had Curly, but he was just a doorstop at my place after the strokes. So it was a little bit different.
I wonder if you can get, if there's any merchandise going around, like we can get a bit of Stooges gear in. See if that's in the show budget, Tommy. Just, I want a bit of Three Stooges memorabilia.
There was one
I've
other
never
guy
been a fan before.
I'm sorry. There was one last stooge, and his name was Curly Joe. I swear to God. From 1958 to 1970, Curly Joe.
Until 1970.
Carly Joe and Carly Joe.
Are you saying...
Carly was gone.
Are you saying the Three Stooges... When was the last one died? Was I alive during the age of the Stooges?
Did they die, you mean?
Yeah, when was the last one die? When did the last
Mo
one die?
Howard died of lung cancer in 1975.
Joke. Fuck, I was born 2 years later, so that's no good.
Larry Fine, he died. No, he's dead.
Are you suggesting that
he died
in
1975 of a stroke? Shemp Howard had a heart attack in 1955.
All right, so none of them were alive when I was alive. You were alive during Stooges.
No. Joe Besser.
Curly Joe.
That's the other guy, Joe. That 1988, he died. And then Curly Joe died in 1993.
Curly Joe?
Of pneumonia.
I wonder what Curly Joe must have done the rounds of the late night shows. You would have been on Conan. The guests would have been Daniel Slosh and Curly Joe.
Curly Joe Dorita, that was his name. See, he was this guy. You kind of recognize. He was like the fatter.
Yeah.
He looks like a Republican politician.
He does.
He's just banging hammers on his fucking head and shit.
Curly Joe's.
They were the original Jackass.
It was an ironic name. He had straight pubes.
All right. Well, you also did a ride along on this show.
I did a ride along in Amsterdam. Now, people are going to think that we manufactured this because we did a ride along in Birmingham, England, where it was nonstop. Everywhere we went with the cops, there was just like call after call after call after call. We had to go and do different things, and we were chasing down criminals, and we were stopping a guy from committing suicide. There was a whole lot of stuff went down.
And we thought in Amsterdam, because...
And then we thought, we were in Amsterdam, we thought we'll do another one of these ride-alongs, because people like the ride-along.
They're getting fucked up, they're like, drugs are legal, basically.
I'm not lying, 3 hours, not a single crime happened in the town.
Not a call. Not a call.
Yeah. Not a single crime happened in the city with the biggest red light district in the world, and they say not legalized, but where everyone takes drugs willy-nilly, no crime.
No, it's because they just made it. This is such a good loophole. They just made everything legal.
I
make everything legal. I have to do my job. That's great. There's been 7 murders, but we've also legalized that, so I don't need to go and fix that murder.
We had this cop, and he'd been a cop since like the early 80s, and he was this bald guy, and he just loved Dexter. Now, in the field piece, you can see that he mentions Dexter a few times, but it got out of hand. There was a moment where Forrest went, "Oh, you like Dexter? I like Dexter." He goes, "Some of the seasons weren't as good as the others."
I said, season three isn't that great, and he just snapped at me. They're all good.
Yeah, he lost his shit at Forrest.
You were about to create the first crime of the fucking day. Had you pushed it any further?
He went, "No, they were all good."
It's the first time there's ever been police brutality in Amsterdam.
No, he was dead
season
sick.
Three's excellent.
But he had that picture of him with a Dexter shirt on with a knife
His screensaver on his phone was a picture of himself wearing a Dexter t-shirt.
I bet he's got a happy marriage.
It was weird. No, he said to me, he goes, "I tell you what, you go home, you have a beer, you watch a bit of Dexter, life is good."
I was like scrambling to find somebody that knew, what's his name, Michael Anthony? Why am I not remembering his name?
Michael C. Hall,
yeah. I was like on my phone. I was like, "Oh my god, if we can find somebody that knows him and just get him to talk to Dexter."
Oh, fuck, like FaceTime him.
Fucking but couldn't do it. So.
Yeah, no, he really, really was passionate about Dexter. And then you mentioned to the other cops, you went, "Is that guy really like Dexter?" And they're like, "Oh fuck, that's all he talks about." Like the guy who used to sit in a patrol car with him, he's like, "It's all just Dexter this. Oh, when Dexter was in trouble, he's such a good guy. You know, he only kills like the bad people." And he's got a good heart though, but he is still a serial killer.
Yeah.
But the other thing about that field piece that people are going to think was manufactured was when you were walking around, they were shaking hands with store owners.
Yeah. People were coming out of the shops just to say hi to them.
They all had their cell phone numbers. Remember that? They were like, "Oh, we have their cell phone in case we have a problem. We're just like, we get along with the police and we're just like
fucking personally."
Rather,
911, just be like, "Steve, I've just been stabbed. He's getting away."
No, but I mean, that was like, that was a clear distinction and different, you know, with the relationship with the police. And then also, I think people are going to think that like that whole thing's manufactured, like, you know, whatever. They weren't really there when you went into the coffee shop.
No. They walked up. They originally were going to come into the coffee shop with me and have a joint. And then they went, "Oh, you know, we don't know if we're allowed. You have one." And they stood and waited guard while I had a joint inside a coffee shop. And then
no one was like weirded out. They're just like, "There's some cops outside," or whatever.
Yeah.
And this thing that, because I didn't know that it was not legal.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Cabobalite.
Yeah. They basically are. I guess their theory is just like, "All right, well, you know, everyone's doing it and not harming anyone." So
It's legal to sell it. It's not legal to do it. It's some, I don't know, but they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's like Christiania in Copenhagen.
Have I done a Christian in Copenhagen?
No, Christiania, the area in Copenhagen. It's just an exact area where they've just the police have just gone, we're not going to fucking go there, do what you want. And so you can just go there, pick up.
What's it called?
Christiania. It's great. It's real good. There's a bunch of fucking restaurants in there. Like, I think Ice Cube's done gigs in the middle of it, but the police just go, don't fucking kill each other, but this is where you can still sell drugs freely and we're just going to stay away. It's great.
Any drugs?
Oh, well, I mean, you probably can't, but it's weed. But they all wear masks and stuff because sometimes the police do bust in. You know, like to take photos and stuff. So
yeah, yeah. Just, but not like heavy. Ninja. They're not moving heavy.
I reckon if you really wanted blow, you could probably fucking find blow.
I've never. What is this stuff?
Cocaine.
Oh, crikey, McGonagall.
Yeah, you don't want to do that now. You're pretty old. You don't want to get into it.
So. No, it's a bit late.
Right.
Hell of a drug, though.
How old are you now? How old were you when I first met you?
I think the first time I met you, I was about 19 or 20.
No, you were younger than that.
Well, was I?
No, I hung out.
When was the first time we met?
I hung out with you before you could legally drink.
Oh, fuck yeah. It was, because of Brett.
You were 17.
17,
May have been 16. I remember once I went to see one of your shows at the Edinburgh Festival, and these 14, 15-year-old girls came out like you were like Justin Bieber to them.
Yeah.
Because you were like...
I used to have the long, floppy hair.
Yeah, you used to have long, floppy hair, and you used to be a bit of like a teen heartthrob, didn't you?
Oh, I used to just be the fucking like little cheeky chappy, like, oh, my mum's so weird, my dad does all these... I fucking hate
You used to talk a lot about your parents, and, oh, my mum's not letting me do... And it was like, it was teenage angst.
It was angst.
I liked it. Anyway.
is a good segue into our new segment.
No, wait. No, wait. Because what happened was, I was at one of your shows, and I saw a group of 14-year-old girls, and one of them was crying, going, I touched him. And I was like, fucking hell. Should have seen me when I was 17, love.
Yeah. And you were there like, I've also touched him.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I just said, just look, get in the back of the van and shut up. Anyway,
he's coming. He's coming. I know him. Of course he's coming. Get in the van.
I used to drive a white van around going, do you want a Pat Daniel slosh in the back?
Yeah, he's just in there. No, he's done the base behind the boxes. Just go in there.
Anyway, what was your segue first?
Oh, we have a new segment. Get to know our guest, because a lot of people write in. And today's a little bit different because you guys know each other, but sometimes you just don't let them speak.
Oh.
And,
well, maybe they should get their own fucking podcast.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have a guest on, you usually let them talk. Like, come watch me talk 10 feet from you. But
they're a color man. They come in with little comments.
Yeah. Well, do we not want to do this segment? I think it'd be
fun.
Sure,
I'll do it.
We ask questions of our guest that... people want to know shit.
See if
about.
I know. Answer, ask me, and I'll see if I know.
You can answer this too. But
it could be like Mr. and Mrs.
Because I can do the talking for him on this.
Okay. all right, here you go. Daniel or Jim, if you could choose one song to play when you walk into a room for the rest of your life, what song would that be?
Oh, I'm looking at you.
I'm going to hate this fucking answer.
I think it'll be a pop song with a little bit of a rock edge. But I know where you're from. I'm going to think 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
Incredibly racist.
Are they
but
Scottish?
Also 100% true. Yeah, Proclaimers. Yeah, both of them.
There was a petition to try to make that the national anthem of Scotland.
The national anthem?
Yeah, there was. It was a real thing.
That would be the best.
And like most things, the vote was not successful.
When I get drunk, you go, are they Scottish? Well, I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who gets drunk next to you. And you're going, is that Scottish next to you?
Is that the song?
No, I'd go for like, just like, you want a big head. It's fucking like, Here Comes the Boom by Nelly. Just something. I love just fucking.
So Here Comes the Boom by Nelly.
Yeah. The rapper, not Nelly Furtado. She didn't fucking take him.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. What's the worst rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
I'm going to go that you're not gay.
That's the worst one.
It's slander and lies. I don't fucking hear rumors about myself. That's not how rumors work, surely.
Like, never heard anything about yourself?
Are there things going around about me? Like,
I don't know the answer to any of these. I was like, yeah.
In high school, was there a rumor?
Oh, I think there was one. There's a Scottish word tank, which is like just
a big metal thing that we go into war with.
We have Eric in the room, and he actually has a rumor that he heard about you.
No, I know a great rumor. So supposedly,
introduce yourself, Eric. You've been on the podcast before.
I've been on the podcast, but it was one of those that Jim never let me speak.
Oh, God.
Well, we didn't get to know you then.
And so, now he's come back.
Well, here's your chance. Make it good.
Supposedly, the only reason Daniel's successful is because his mum sucked off Frankie Boyle.
Yeah,
I've heard that rumor as well, right? But I would be respectful enough not to mention that.
Oh, no, Eric knows my mum very well. Not as intimately as Frankie.
Yeah, I heard that, but I don't. Either way, your mum sucked off.
Man, if she did, and I've got the career, all I can say is thanks, mum.
This is what I don't get. I'm a popular comedian. I'm a popular comedian. If a 16-year-old boy's mother sucked me off, I can't make anyone's career. Like, what power do you think we have where I got a blowjob from your mother?
Yeah, come here.
Here's a career.
So you're saying that's not how I got the podcast.
So why did your mum suck off Frankie Boyle? Very popular Scottish comic.
Was making a sunbasket.
Yeah. Right. Oh no, it was just because when I was 16, he did a corporate that my mum was at, and she was like, "My son wants to do
only
comedy.
Audience member." she booked it.
Yeah. Still paid the full fee and then sucked him off.
Yeah.
Like he conned her out of a lot. No, she basically gave him my son wants to be a stand-up, and he was like, I can answer some questions for him. And then he sort of let me hang out with him at the Fringe, and then I sucked him off, and that's how I got my career.
And so, but where did who started that rumor?
He fucking started that rumor in a rap battle we did. That's where the rumor came from.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You started it?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure you started that rumor.
You started it and you brought it back out.
What a fucking twist.
way to keep perpetuating it.
How are you two still friends?
We've been friends. You know those types of friends.
You made his career.
Yeah, it's been too long, so you can't not be friends anymore.
Wow. I heard a rumor my mum sucked off my father once.
Once.
No one believes it. No one believes it.
Especially not your father. He's never happened.
All right, one more question.
Although she will eat anything.
Down Gunther down.
Okay, last question. What is something that you think is completely overrated?
From what I've heard, his mum's blowjobs. Actually, they've got to be pretty good. You got a whole career out of it.
Fucking killing it. He's got two Netflix specials out of it.
You know what? Fuck it. Just to know the guy in Amsterdam, I'm going to say Dexter's overrated. I've watched a couple of episodes. Man, it wasn't married to him.
That guy's going to fucking... Don't go to fucking Amsterdam now.
Well, I'm there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think Motley Crue is my one.
Motley Crue?
Yep. Every Motley Crue song could be sung by a boy band. That's my gauge on a rock band. You know, you could have five lads like One Direction go, he's the one you make me feel good. Like, it's all
Dr.
like...
Dr. Feelgood?
Yeah, you could do all that fucking girls, girls, girls. And they all fucking jump around in fucking fluoro. It's a fucking boy band dressing up like a rock band.
You could
band.
Do any song as a boy band, though.
No.
Name a song you can't do as a boy band.
As a real singer, you can do...
Helter Skelter?
You can do that, yeah.
No, you could not!
Helter Skelter. And
sing.
You walk down, go down a slide. How that even fucking lyrics? Down a slide? Where's the slide part?
Yeah.
Get up to the top of the
rain
slide.
Rain of blood.
Yeah, I don't, what is that? Is that?
It's Slayer.
A Slayer. Don't act like you fucking all the Slayer songs now.
I'm friends with Slayer.
You know, Kerry King.
You're friends with Slayer.
You're Kerry King,
First name term, still called.
Me and Kerry, Me and Kerry King are mates.
Yeah, you are, definitely.
Yeah, we are friends, yeah. Yeah. Hollywood Elite. Yeah. That's my Hollywood Elite. I'm friends with the guitarist from Slayer.
Yeah. Just hang out, make quesadillas together.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me another question. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, you are? Okay. We'll keep going. We got some more. I thought maybe. All right. Describe your last orgasm in 3 words. that's one of them.
Daniel Slush Mum.
3 hours ago?
That's funny. We were filming the show 3 hours ago.
Conan. When I said I'm a big fan, I'm a big fan. I also saw your cake, and I was like, "There's not enough frosting."
We had a cake. We had a lovely cake. It was a lovely vegan cake. Was it? Oh no, it's not dairy, non-dairy cake.
We just had a cake for no reason.
So thoughtful.
No reason.
Oh yeah, we're not allowed to mention the cake and why.
Yeah, because a lot of people's birthdays.
Things have happened.
In the movie of your life, who plays you and what is the movie called?
Oh, yeah, you answer this then. Who do you think plays me?
An actor that could play you. Yeah, I think the Biebs wouldn't be bad to play you, but I don't know if he could do the accent. Mm.
I always got Macaulay Culkin, but he's older than me.
No, right? Macaulay Culkin wouldn't be a bad option. Yeah.
Mm. No, he's too old now.
The guy who played Stephen Hawking, but he has to,
but he's still
he has to have the same mannerisms.
I reckon one of the Stranger Things kids.
Yeah. There you go. Which I guess,
like the
not the black one, not the fat one. Yeah, not one of the other two. Yeah, I don't know the other two. So. Yeah,
one of those two.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have the guy who plays Jon Snow.
All right, what about for me, Jim? Who's going to play me? Say something hurtful.
Oh, no, this is easy. It's James, what's his name?
James Corden?
The King of Queens.
Kevin James?
Kevin James.
He's like fucking older than me.
But he moves like you, and he's, sometimes he clenches his chest the same way. Oh, got to work that food through.
All right, you want one more question, or are we good?
No, one more.
Okay, if The Purge was real, what kind of crime would you commit?
Oh, murder. Mass murder. Absolutely mass murder.
Mass murder?
Oh, hugely.
Like what weapons?
Whatever I can get my hands on.
If
the Scottish Purge is much less interesting than the... Because in America, the Purge, you've got guns and rocket launchers and things.
We're just purging already.
Yeah. Whereas in Scotland, I'd have to do it with a knife.
I'd turn me stereo a bit louder than I should. Noise complaints.
I'd microwave a meal for 2 minutes less than it says on the box.
I'd put a line of cocaine in a ring around a record and then start the play and see if I could sniff it all the way around.
That's not how the Purge works. You're supposed to be like killing other people.
No, but they do specifically say all crime is no longer a crime. So
yeah.
I just love that in Jim's Purge, he's home alone and just doing as much cocaine as possible.
Yeah, I'm going to deface some currency.
I'm going to mattress tags. Yeah, just kneel during the national anthem. I'd lie down during it. Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to respect the flag.
All right. I think that's... Oh, okay. Here's one last one. Maybe you can answer this one too, Jim, for him. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on a date? That's our last one.
I know what it is. Frankie Boyle said, no, she's sucking my dick right now.
That's a better answer than whatever my answer will actually be. We can just close on that one.
All right. Well, we got to know our guest. That was exciting, right, Jim?
Yeah, that was exciting. I can't believe fucking Lambert fucked him over so bad.
You still get his name wrong.
Yeah.
Why am I saying that wrong?
Lampere.
Oh, God.
It's French.
Fucking French come in. Les Moonves. That was my favorite joke of the episode.
Yeah.
Didn't get a big laugh, but I liked it. You better not have edited it out.
It's not that it wasn't funny. It's just I think when you said his name, everyone was like, ugh. Like they didn't. They were like, oh, fuck
and
that
Les Moonves, that's French for the movies.
Got nothing. Is there anything else you want to say, Jim?
Good night, Australia.
No, I mean, like, you got to say more than that. We got to fucking say goodbye to Daniel and shit, too.
You do all that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just thought maybe before I do that...
I'll still see him after the podcast.
Mm. Oh, don't pull the curtain back here.
This was my life dream. So the second it's over, I actually disappear into a cloud of smoke.
Two Netflix specials he's got going.
Daniel has two Netflix specials on right now, Dark and Jigsaw. So watch those. And then you have a tour coming up right now too, right?
Yeah, doing the UK and Europe. So in all the fucking weird places like Bucharest and Latvia and whatnot.
Yeah.
Are
and you
go- big in Latvia?
Yeah, doing Riga.
Bucharest. That's Romania. Remember? We were in Bucharest for like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's a shithole.
Yeah.
Is it? I've not done Bucharest yet.
Well,
the airport was no good.
The airport was very bad.
We didn't go past the airport. Yeah. We just landed in the airport. There's people eating meat off the floor.
Yeah. Literally.
Seriously, like cutting a leg of ham up to fucking, I think it was ham. But it was like, could have been a cat's leg or something.
Something weird.
Cutting it up and putting it on what they call bread, but it was like, lick off pebble.
So that's starting soon, September 30th through December 8th, it looks like. So if you go to danielsloss.com, you can find all that. Anything else you want to say?
No, except for my mom gives incredible blowjobs. And that's the only last thing I have
to do. She's got a website.
Really. Yeah, she's...
And if there's a topic you want us to talk about, tweet us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lick off pebble.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.